PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Listen for the words amuse and errand. Another beautiful day in the city. The Botsfords and Johnson are going to the City Log Flume Water Park, home of the Danger Wave, the Soka Log, and the Gentle Prince's Little Rapids of Fluming.
Park, park, park! Sing it! A flumanoo, bop, bop, a flumanoo. Oh, we don't like it, okay.
Johnson, we're going to be some of the first people to ride the brand new, never-before-seen, thrilling and amusing Word Girl Log Flume.
Pssh! Wait. There's a Word Girl Log Flume ride?
Wow! What a perfect trip for the International Word Girl Fan Club!
Seriously, how did I not know there was a Word Girl Log Flume?
Becky, you just don't get Word Girl the way we experts do.
Yeah, not like President TJ and me, the Executive Vice President of Strategic Development.
Becky, quiet. Are we there?
Nope. Sorry, kids. I just remembered that I have to do a quick errand at the bank. You know that old saying, you can't go to the log flume park if you didn't bring any money to get in.
I hate that saying. Oh, this is a disaster. We're missing out on so much fluming time.
TJ, what are we gonna do?
Come on, it's not so bad. We just have to be patient while Mom finishes her errand, which is taking forever. Okay, errands are important little jobs that have to get done, like returning books to the library, or doing your laundry, or going to the bank. Even if those things aren't always fun, it's good to do them. Even when they take forever! What is it, Bob? I'm in the middle of collapsing dramatically. Oh no, it's the butcher!
Awesome! If the butcher is robbing the bank, that means Word Girl will be here soon. And that means
front row seats for Word Girl versus the Butcher!
Yeah, yeah! International Word Girl Fan Club score!
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Awesome.
Word Girl!
Let's keep it down!
Wait.
Whoa!
It looks like he's just getting some of his own money.
Oh, what a letdown. It would have been so cool to see Word Girl defeat the Butcher. And I know just how she would have done it, too. The Butcher would have started with the classic pork chop chop. Everybody be thinking, oh no, the Butcher is going to get away. Then Word Girl would burst in through the ceiling.
Don't worry about that. I'm an expert at roof repair.
Word Girl, there is no way you can defeat me, because up the sleeve of my apron, I have a whole bunch of new tricks for my secret trip to the ancient library of meat attacks. Hammer launch!
I am amused by your hammer launch, Butcher, but I will easily dodge it with my famous mid-air cartwheel. And now, Captain Huggy Face will do a double cartwheel.
And hold on, TJ. First of all, it's hammer launch, not hammer launch. And Word Girl doesn't even do cartwheels.
Word Girl does whatever she needs to do to get the job done, even if that means cartwheels. And hammer launch is awesome, too.
Also, Word Girl's voice doesn't even sound like that.
Oh, look who thinks she's some kind of Word Girl expert all of a sudden just because she looks like her and sounds like her.
Okay, I finished my banking errand and we're ready to go.
Yay!
To the store to get sunscreen!
This is miserable. Every minute we're in the store is a minute we're not on the Word Girl log flume.
That's so many minutes!
time to do that thing we were talking about.
Two brains.
It works! This shopping cart ray allows me to create shopping carts out of thin air whenever I need one.
I guess he was just running an errand, too.
Oh, man. But I bet I know how a fight between Word Girl and Dr. Two Brains would have gone. Dr. Two Brains would have the store in the grip of terror. And then he'd be like, ha-ha, run and hide while I take all the cabbages from the store. I mean, cheese is the thing I steal, not cabbages. Then I'm thinking Word Girl would want to come in strong so she'd get one of those robots or always hanging around and bust in. Boosh! Stomp. And Word Girl would go,
superhero guy is down here.
And he better go back. Ah, it's my old friend Word Girl. Well, let's see how much of a friend you are when I take this growth cheese and grow super tall. Then Word Girl would use her super breath to push him back.
Super breath, go!
Right? She has super breath sometimes, right?
Johnson, were you trying to be amusing?
No. Yeah, maybe. But I also don't know what the word amuse means.
Something is amusing when it's entertaining or fun in some way. For example, riding in a speeding log and splashing down at the bottom of an exciting water ride will definitely be amusing if we ever get there.
Oh, got it.
Another errand finished.
So it's finally time to go to the water park?
Yes! Right after I swing by the post office to buy stamps and register to vote.
No!
As Mrs. Botsford finishes yet another errand, boy, she's having a productive day. The Word Girl experts continue to duke it out.
I bet Word Girl has superpowers we don't even know about. Like the power to invent new words just by thinking about them, like Mugato.
What?
You're not even in the fan club!
Word Girl doesn't always dodge to the right. I'm pretty sure she's ambidextrous. Look it up.
Becky, if there are two Word Girls, one of them has to be good, one of them has to be bad. It's the law.
Whatever, TJ.
Finally, with the errands completed, it's time to go to the Log Flume Park, and look how excited everybody is about that.
Sounds like a lot of quiet back there. Weren't y'all having fun talking about Word Girl? I should do one more errand at the snack shack. You never know when you might get hungry.
Now, this is the kind of errand I don't mind. It's almost time for lunch.
Ah, the energy monster is here! They might have to close the park!
What?
But we just got here!
I know, it's too bad!
Bye. Maybe the energy monster is just running an errand like those other villains?
I don't think the energy monster runs errands.
Oh, man. We went through all those errands, and the park gets shut down before we get any amusement. Oh, the energy monster is the worst.
So, I don't want to start a fight or anything, but what do you think Word Girl would do here?
Well, I mean, in the past, Word Girl has defeated the energy monster by luring her to water. So maybe she could do something like that.
Yeah, great idea, TJ. But the energy monster might be expecting that. Maybe Word Girl could trick her with her special word-based tricking powers.
I don't know if Word Girl has... Actually, I guess Word Girl could use words to trick a villain. That's not a bad idea. I'm going to go,
Bye.
Word up!
Word Girl, lead her toward the water!
Use your word powers! The tricky ones!
Good idea, International Word Girl fan club members! Hey, Energy Monster, it's me, Word Girl! Don't you want to come get me? I'm hovering just above this nice, refreshing pool of pure liquid electricity! Such a big problem now, thanks to me and my clever companion, Captain Huggyface. And TJ. And Johnson. It was a group effort.
Can you believe it? Word Girl used my idea about getting the energy monster to the water.
Yeah, and then she used my idea to trick the monster?
I guess in the end, everybody had some pretty good ideas.
Except for you, Becky.
Yeah, you didn't have any ideas.
Right. Thanks, guys.
I've got goodies! And good news! Because I got so many errands done this morning, we can all stay at the park
until it closes!
Yay! We should do errands every day!
Careful what you wish for, TJ.
I don't get it.
What will Word Girl's next adventure be? Well, if you finish up all your errands, you can amuse your friends by coming up with cool stories of your own. But of course, you should also remember to tune in to the next amusing episode of Word Girl! Home.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is wedged. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Tommy!
Wedged means sitting in a basketball hoop like Bob was doing in that last clip.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Phil, have at it.
If something is wedged, it is forced into a small space. In the clip Tommy's talking about, Bob was wedged in the basketball hoop, and the hoop was so small that he was stuck.
That's correct. Congratulations, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. It's an official Word Girl rocket-powered trapeze! Can I give it a try? I never get to do anything fun. Okay, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Listen for the words pester and suggest.
Ah, yes, another pleasant evening in the city. And I suggest we visit the Botsfords as they prepare for their weekly family game night.
Oh, let's play this. Set him up and knock him down.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Set him up and knock him down is the best. Set him up and knock him down.
I suggest we play So That's How You Spell It. It's a game that involves spelling.
That doesn't sound like a game. That sounds like homework.
Now, I'm sure there's more to the game than that, right, Becky?
No.
Set him up and knock him down. Set him up and knock him down. Set him up and knock him down.
Okay. Since you two would rather pester each other than clearly and honestly explain the rules of your games, I'll pick the game. And I suggest we play... In Other Words... In Other Words is a game where each player takes a confusing set of instructions and tries to find a better way to say the same thing using, other words. It's in the title.
Is it fun?
Not a bit. Kids, I'm going to run up to the attic and find our three most unabridged dictionaries. Be right back.
So, Well, Dad's gone. Let's play a quick game of set him up and knock him down.
No. I suggest we just wait.
Well, can you at least tell me what the word suggest means while we wait? It's been thrown around a lot the last few minutes.
Oh, sure. The word suggest means to mention a good idea or a way to solve a problem. Suggest can also mean to mention an activity that you'd like to see happen. For example, you wanted to play set him up and knock him down, so you suggested it. I didn't want to play that game because it sounds terrible, so I suggested a more enjoyable game.
I wouldn't say that.
I would.
I suggest we see what's on TV so we don't pester each other.
Good idea.
Hello, dear friends. Welcome to Granny's Corner. It's such a treat to sit by the fire and remember the good old days. When I was a little girl, this town was so much fun. Oh, how I love Thursdays when my mama would take me to the bank. One thing that hasn't changed, banks just love when you visit. That's why they give away free cake sometimes. I hear they like their customers so much, there might even be a dolphin at the bank tomorrow. Hey, wouldn't you like to see a dolphin tomorrow? I sure would. So I suggest we all meet at the bank tomorrow at 2 o'clock, enjoy some free cake, and see the famous National Bank Dolphin Show. Until next time, thanks for visiting Granny's Corner.
Ooh, Dad, can we go to the bank tomorrow at 2 o'clock? They're having free cake and dolphins.
TJ, if you listened closely, Granny May just made it sound like there'd be cake and dolphins at the bank. But she never actually said there would be cake and dolphins at the bank.
Aw, man, I love cake and dolphins.
I wonder why she would want to trick people like that.
I don't know. But as far as I'm concerned, being confusing on purpose in order to trick people is just as bad as not telling the truth at all.
I like the way you explained that, Dad.
Thanks, Becky. I suppose that's why I've won the, in other words, city tournament 3 years in a row. Now let's play. Who wants a dictionary? Whoop, whoop.
No! I've read this one.
The next day at National Bank, plenty of confused customers are pestering the bank teller.
Wait a minute. Granny May said what?
Free cake!
And a dolphin show.
Dolphins? Why would she say that? This is a bank! Oh, hey, look! Look, we do have a dolphin.
That doesn't count.
We want to see a real dolphin.
And I want to see real cake that's real free.
I'm so confused.
But Granny May is not confused. She knows exactly what she's doing. She's robbing the bank.
Robbing the bank? I'm calling Word Girl.
Word Girl?
Dolphins? What a ripoff.
Hold it right there, Granny!
But Word Girl was too late. Granny May had already escaped.
Huh. Word Girl, as long as you're here, will you tell the customers to stop pestering me?
I'm not pestering you. I don't think. What does pestering mean?
Well, the word pester means to keep annoying or bothering someone. For example, if you kept asking the bank teller questions that confused her and bugged her, then you were probably pestering her.
Oh, maybe we were pestering her. Sorry for pestering you.
And I'm sorry we don't have any cake or dolphins. Well, Granny May's behavior is pestering me.
Word Girl would soon get another chance to stop Granny May because her crime spree was just beginning.
Yep, that's what I figured.
As we see on her next episode of Granny's Corner.
Did you know before they built the City Museum, there was an old-fashioned ice cream parlor on that very spot? Ho, ho, ho. Say,
I suggest we all go to the museum and get some of their delicious homemade ice cream. It's free if it's your birthday. See you at the museum!
Yeah.
toy store, I give every customer a free sweater. Let's all go to the jewelry store and ask about our free sweaters.
I'm Chili and I want a free sweater.
There will be no free sweaters today.
War girl!
And no robbing the jewelry store, Granny May.
I suggest you apologize, because you don't have one shred of evidence that this dear, sweet grandmother has done anything wrong.
Oh, really?
Except for that.
And she went on TV and said there are free sweaters here, when there aren't, just to cause confusion so she could rob the place.
I never said there were free sweaters.
Well, maybe not exactly, but you made it sound like there were free sweaters.
Well, maybe I did, and maybe I didn't.
All I know is you'll never catch me, work girl! Never have and never will!
What? I've caught you dozens of times. Are you forgetting Wednesday?
Care for some older granny?
Quick, under my cape!
Oh. I got you now, my little cutie pies!
Oh, cheek pinch! Oh, that's a new one!
Now, what did you say earlier about catching me? Wait a minute! Hey!
Aha! You've been captured again by Word Girl! And Captain Huggy Face!
Nonsense! I haven't been caught at all! I'm actually quite happy with this fabric wrapped around me. Happy! Not captured! Woohoo!
Granny May, I totally caught you!
No, you didn't!
Yes, I did!
No, you didn't!
Yes, I did!
No, you didn't!
Yes, I...
You didn't!
Yes, I did!
No, you didn't.
Okay, I see. You keep saying I never capture you because you think it pesters me. Well, it doesn't bother me one bit.
Oh, well, I guess you caught me, officer. Well, a man with your skill, of course you would catch me. Not anybody else. No one else has ever caught me.
I got him! What girl couldn't do that?
What? But I... Everyone saw me capture you. You saw me catch Granny May, right?
Sure did.
Ha! See, Granny May, I...
Better than Word Girl!
Yeah! Tell us, Word Girl, did you come here planning to defeat Granny May? Or did you come for the free sweaters?
No, there were never any free sweaters.
But didn't Granny May say there were free sweaters?
No, she just made it sound like there were free sweaters, but there weren't. She was just being confusing on purpose so she could trick people. And that's just as bad as not telling the truth.
Huh, did you hear what Word Girl just said?
That's exactly what you said, Dad.
It's like she was here.
Wait a second. I think I know what's going on here. Super hearing!
Well, that mystery is solved. You know what? I suggest we play a game.
Sounds good to me.
Ooh, let's play set 'em up and knock 'em down.
Sure!
Now, explain the rules of the game again.
First, you set 'em up.
And you...
Stop! Don't knock it down yet. It's too beautiful.
Okay, well, let's just play set 'em up for a while.
Yeah, let's play set it up and stare at it.
And so our story ends as it began, with the Botsfords enjoying another family game night. I don't want to pester you about it, dear viewers, so I'll politely suggest that you watch the next thrilling adventure of Word Girl.
So this episode's over.
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for wedged.
Yeah,
give it a shot, Phil.
It's number one? In that picture, Word Girl and Huggy have wedged themselves between Chuck's Crusher and the grocery store.
That's correct. Show him what he's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl two-person rocket-powered trapeze. You have to let me have a try. Really? Come on. Well, that's our show. See you next time on
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!